This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In our lives, we do face many difficult situations, unforeseen events, emergencies, and some lack or some need. This is normal in our life. But in those situations, we need to live by faith. We read in John's Gospel chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. In the wedding at Cana, wine was getting over. Maybe it was because of wrong planning, or more people came, or many consumed more wine. We do not know what really happened. Now the guests are all waiting. They need to be served wine. Just imagine the situation. There will be disappointment. There will be some confusion. There will be people blaming one another. And it will be shameful for both the families. This will be the talk of the town. Joyful occasion will become sorrowful. Now there is no way they can get wine at that time. The problem was brought by Mary to Jesus, who was present there as a guest. Jesus said, "My time has not come." Jesus knows exactly what was happening, how much more wine was available with the governor. Here is Jesus with you, knowing the situation in which you are, lacking something, disappointed, facing shame, joy is lost. He knows everything, and He is the only one who can do something about it. To provide wine, Jesus followed an unusual process, not trying to prepare wine with grapes. He just needed water, which was available there, and a few men who can believe in Him and do what He says. So Jesus needed the simple servants and not anybody important from there or the governor. The servants know only one thing, to look to the Master and do what He says. Mary had told the servants to do whatever He says in verse 5. Now, the guest Jesus becomes the master for these servants, not the governor. The servants are looking to the new master, willing to do whatever He says. Jesus told them to fill the water pots with water. They did exactly that, filled to the brim. They did not leave even a little space for grapes or any other concentrate to be added. Now Jesus told them to take it and give it to the governor. They did exactly that. They took the water and went to the governor. As they took the water and went, the miracle happened. Water became wine. The miracle happened in their own hands and through their hands, the hands of the servants who believed Jesus and obeyed. The wine was a much better wine, very tasty. Jesus manifested His glory through this first miracle. Now, whatever is your problem or need, you have Jesus with you. Go to Him. Look to Him, the Master, and do whatever He says by faith. Only you need to be a servant with humility. Jesus will provide and provide it on the right time. In Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1 to 19, God tested Abraham. He was asked to offer His only son, the son of promise given by God. God knew that Abraham loved his son. This was a test of his love. Abraham rose up early in the morning, prepared everything, and with his servants and Isaac, he began the 3 days' journey to go to the mountain, which was shown by the Lord in the land of Moriah. In verse 5, Abraham told his servants, "They both will go, worship, and come back." That was the faith of Abraham. Abraham took the knife and fire in his hand, and Isaac carried the wood. They both went together. As we read in verse 6, Isaac asked his father, "Father, we have the fire and wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said in verse 7, "Son, God will provide Himself a lamb for the burnt offering." So they both went together. Both went together by having faith in the Lord who will provide the lamb. The altar was made, wood was laid. Abraham tied Isaac and laid him on the altar. The question remains, where is the lamb? The answer is very clear, the Lord will provide. Both were calm. No confusion, no questions, no tussle. Isaac did not run away. What a calm confidence they both had on the Lord. Abraham took the knife to slay his son. The angel of the Lord intervened and told him to stop. The test is over. Abraham feared the Lord. By faith, he had given his son to the Lord. Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the lamb provided by the Lord right there. And on the right time, he saw it. What a faith. 3 days of journey of Abraham did not change his mind, nor he had any second thoughts. Isaac never questioned his father and did not try to run away. Both were looking to the Lord by faith and to the Lord, the provider. This is what we need to have faith. Do not worry. Do not waver in your faith. God will provide what is needed at the right time. The Lord shall see to it. That is what we read in verse 14. In your needs, the only one who can meet all your need is the Lord. He will see to it that it is given to you. But you should have a firm faith and confidence in the Lord. So travel by faith in your life. The Lord knows your need and the time to meet that need. The Lord will not fail. He will provide on time. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.